Before I bring the word of God to you today, I want Sister Dora to sing a song to encourage us. Hallelujah. Good morning, church. You are welcome to this service. The Lord is out to do something good for you in your life today.
Praise Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus. My song says, God, any rivers you think are uncrossable. God specializes in things thought impossible. Amen. Be of good courage, God spake unto Joshua. When are the rivers, God pointed the way. Jordan uncrossable, things seem impossible. Waters divide as they march and obey. God, any river you think are uncrossable. God, any mountain you can't stone through. God specializes in things thought impossible. And he'll do another part. Battles to win, they would meet with their obstacles. Jericho's was too much for to the ground. God never fails, and he stood back of his promise. Was hard to crumble as they all march around. God, any river you think are uncrossable. God, any mountain you can't stone through. God specializes in things thought impossible. And he'll do another part. Can do. God is the same, and his ways are dependable. He'll make a way through the waters for you. Life situations by him are mendable. Mountains are his, he will part for you too. God, any river you think are uncrossable. God, any mountain you can't turn through. God specializes in things thought impossible. And he'll do one other part can do. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to share something with you today. It's going to be brief. It's about drawing lessons from Joshua. The book of Joshua, want to pray a prayer. Joshua says something about himself and the family that will serve the Lord. That is Joshua 24, verse 14. Now, okay, that, not verse 14, right? I'm sorry. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's 14 and 15. Okay. I want us to pray, use this one as a prayer point for ourselves and for our children and grandchildren. Because the prayer you pray, they are stored up in golden vials. Even when you are gone, God will still be working on that prayer. Amen? Amen. I want us to stand up. Let us pray that prayer. Say, me and my heart will serve the Lord. My children will serve the Lord. My grandchildren will serve the Lord. My great-great-grandchildren will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this day. Lord, we stand before you. We make a covenant with you because you've already paid the price. I will serve the Lord. My wife will serve the Lord. My children will serve the Lord. We all will serve the Lord. Our grandchildren, great-grandchildren will serve the Lord. No one will go to hell. We refuse it, oh God, in their lives. You did not give back to us that will give back to children that will go to hell. We cancel it in their lives. None of them will go to hell. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our children will serve the Lord, whether they like it or not. The Spirit of God will compel them to do what is right. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated. God bless you. I want us to go to Joshua chapter 1. The song my wife sang, Be of Good Courage. You will see in Joshua chapter 1, the Lord repeated himself 3 times to Joshua. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and be very courageous. Why was God repeating himself? God was trying to inculcate that into Joshua. The same thing God is trying to inculcate into us. Be courageous, brethren. Be courageous. Because you are not running the race by yourself. Jesus Christ said, lo, I am with you always. How long is always? Always is always. The Lord is always with you. That is why he told Joshua, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. So God is with you as he was with Moses. Amen? Amen. Your assignment may not be like that of Moses, but God is with you. Hallelujah. Now let's look at Joshua chapter 1. First of all, verse 6. He said, be strong and of good courage. For unto these people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Then verse 7 again. Only be thou be strong and very courageous. Now, quick question. Is it the food you eat that will make you strong? No. The word of God. Young men, I've written out to you, for you are strong, because the word of God abides in you. Hallelujah. Eat the word of God. Matthew 4:4 says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That is what we will live by. That is what we pattern our life and help us to follow the path to meet with Jesus Christ sometime, someday. Now, and then he said again in verse 9, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, and be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Don't be timid. Be bold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they say, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. The same thing is applicable to you. Anywhere you go, wherever you are walking, the Lord is right there. Hallelujah. Now, when God said to Joshua, be courageous, the same thing the Lord is saying to us. Do you know you have to be courageous to raise up your children? Without courage, you cannot raise them up. Or else the government will take them from you. Let us be courageous. And some children are different from other children. Some are stubborn. They want to push you to the end and see what you will do. They press the button. Be courageous. Now, when God told Joshua that, it was because of what Moses experienced. Can you imagine leading 3.something million people? It's not a joke. And adults start crying like, baby, you brought us to the wilderness here to kill us. We don't have food. We don't have water. You have to be courageous. Hallelujah. So that thing affected Moses. He did not enter the promised land. He lost his temper. We will not lose our temper over our children. We will not lose our temper over our co-workers. Because some people can press your button when they know you are a child of God. Just pray silently and ask the Holy Spirit to tell you what to say. Hallelujah. And now, when Moses came face to face with that, he lost his temper. Instead of speaking to the rock, he smote the rock three times. God was not happy. He said, "You did not sanctify me before the people. Therefore, you are not going to enter that place, that promised land." So we are going to enter because we are drawing lessons from the lives of Moses, the life of Joshua, the life of Elijah, the life of Enoch. We are drawing lessons, examples. We are running with them. We are arming ourselves with it so that we arrive at that place. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, brethren, be strong. Don't neglect the word of God. Eat the word of God daily. Then Joshua says something towards the end. That was chapter 24, verse 14. "Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth." In sincerity and in truth. "And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." The same thing is applicable to us today. We will serve the Lord only. Anything you put ahead of God is already God to you. Maybe money, maybe your education, maybe your wife or your husband. Maybe your vehicle or your house. Anything you elevated above God is God to you. That cannot take you to heaven. Serve the Lord only. Let God be all in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Then let's check what Moses said to his people. Say sincerity. What does it mean to be sincere? It means to the quality of being free from pretense. Don't serve God with pretense. No deceit. No hypocrisy. Sincerity is the quality of being honest, true, and real. Be a real Christian. Be honest. Hallelujah. Now, let me digress a little. Now, in James said, if a man sin not in word, the same is a perfect man and able to bridle the whole body. It's not talking about the word of God. The word you speak yourself. If your word is not good, you are not good. So speak in line as a child of God. Take for example, is the word of God good? "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." The word of God is dependable. It's reliable. The word of God cannot fail, cannot putrefy. So you can't trust the word of God. You can't take the word of God to the bank. Like the man of God was saying, if you worship the Lord in the closet where nobody's worshiping, seeing you, if you truly worship him, take time to worship him, say Jesus Christ will come with a check. God will bless you. Hallelujah. See, let us practice the word of God. Let your word be dependable. You know, in those days when people want to do contracts, they don't sign any agreement. It's handshake because your word is good. Nowadays, it's not so. If somebody say, "I'm coming 3 p.m. You won't see the, he will not even call when he will not come. It's not so in Christianity. Brethren, it's not so. We should not do that type of thing. Let your word be reliable. Because when you give your word to somebody, say, "I know that brother. He will keep his promise. He will come." Hallelujah. Those are the generation that God is raising up that you can depend on their word. They are reliable. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Now, that was James 3:2 that I quoted just now. Now let's see. This is Joshua chapter 5. In Joshua chapter 5, because the battle became tense now, when God promised Joshua that he was with him, God was there. Now to take down Jericho, because that Jericho wall was a massive wall. There were houses on the wall, on the fence. How would they be able to bring that out war? But God took the battle to himself. Now, because God was with Joshua, and Joshua was courageous, and he saw a man with a sword drawn, and he went to him. That is boldness. You are alone. You see somebody with a drawn sword ready to fight, and you don't know who is this person. He said, are you for us or for our adversary? He said, nay, I have come as a captain of the host. Hallelujah. The battle just changed at that moment. That wall of Jericho will come down. So no matter the war, the Jericho that is in your life, that wall will come down in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter the arrows that our enemy is throwing. I remember when I was praying for today's service, during the week, last week, Lord say, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. He said, I will bless you. Whosoever will bless you, I will bless that person. Whosoever will curse you, I will curse that person. That settles it. The blessings of God is above curse. When Balaam was hired to curse Israel, what happened? He couldn't. Amen. If any man will hire anybody to curse you, they will not succeed. Because the blessing of God is stronger than curse. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ will absorb all the curses. He will make a curse for us, for it is written, curse is he that hangeth on the tree. Jesus Christ has already done it all. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Now, let me show you some other thing here. Because when that captain came, things started changing hands. It's chapter 5, Joshua chapter 5. I want us to look at something that happened there. In chapter 9, please. Verse 14 and 15. There was something. I need to point it out to you. Although I didn't want to go to this way, but I will show you this one. Verse 14 says, and the men took their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them and made a league with them to let them live. And the princes of the congregation swore unto them. This was a big mistake with Joshua and the elders. Let us go to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3, verse 5. The Lord says, don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Joshua, we're sorry we don't have our scriptures on the screen today. Okay, Proverbs. I'm looking for it in Proverbs 3, 5. This is what it says here. Proverbs 3, 5. Let's see. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Did he say some of your heart? How many is all? All. God who created you is well able to sustain you. Don't depend on your mind. Your mind is limited. Right now we are here in the sanctuary. Do we know what is going on in Kameh Back Road? No. Even your house, you know what is going on? Though you may see it in your camera, in your cell phone, but what is going on inside, you don't know. Hallelujah. So don't depend on your own brain. Your brain is limited. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That is verse 6. In all your ways. If you want to take for example, let me use vehicle as an example. You want to buy a vehicle. Do you pray or you just go? Just buy anyone. You don't know how long that vehicle will last. You ask the Lord to direct you to buy the exact one he wants you to buy. The one that will fall apart in a few months after leaving that lot. Even brand new vehicle can't do that. But God, when God directs you, you will pick the one that will last you. Because you are a tither. He wouldn't want you to be losing your money. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't lean on your understanding concerning the woman you want to marry. Hallelujah. See these people. A group of people came because they've heard the testimony of Israelites. How God has been fighting their battle, parted the Red Sea, Jordan, and even those strong kings have been destroyed. Now, it will come to our turn. We better do some, play some game. And they decide to play some things on the Joshua. And they fell for it. I wish they asked the Lord, who are these people? The Lord would have told them they are your neighbors. But they just believed the story they told them. Because they saw different things that shows as if they would be traveling for a long time. Not knowing they are just neighbors. It was after a while they discovered these were the people. Gibeonites. Our neighbors. It was already too late. So what did Joshua do? And I said, okay, since people have deceived us, people are going to be fetching water for us, firewood for us, and a lot of things for us. That's what they were doing. But those people were happy that they were not going to die, but they are willing to fetch water. So, brethren, let us draw lesson from this. Don't depend on your own understanding. Take, for example, you are going to New York. Say, Lord, be with me in this journey. First of all, check your spirit. If the Lord wants you to go to New York at that time. If it is no, don't go. Amen? God is not with you. It is good to hear from God concerning certain things. Because your understanding will be limited. Now, concerning the mistake Joshua and the elders made, if somebody bring a news to you, say, I have a deal, this business is good, and the urgency might be 3 days, please don't rush. Go back to God. Seek his face. Should I do this business? I remember a young man some years ago. Somebody brought, he said it's a special stone. He wrapped it. The brother, born again Christian, didn't ask the Lord anything. He gave thousands of money to that guy. Later he discovered it was just useless stone. Don't depend on your understanding. Ask the Lord. The Lord is right there. It's inside of you. Ye have got little children. You have overcome them. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It's not far away. It's not in heaven. It's inside of you. Just bow down your head and pray, silent prayer. The Holy Spirit will whisper something to you. When he says no, just stand by that no. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Because people are still regretting of some business they went into where they lost a lot of money because they did not ask the Lord. If the Lord approves it, the Lord will deliver you. If the Lord says no, don't do it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in this same chapter, let me read verse 1 of that chapter 3. Proverbs. My son, forget not my law. Don't forget the word of God. But let thy heart keep my commandments for length of days. When God says length of days, he means length of days. With long life, will I satisfy you? Length of days and long life, peace shall they add to you because of the word of God in your heart. As you are following it, it will be peace, it will be long life. Then verse 3 says, let no mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. That's why God told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Day and night is day and night. Let's reverse it. Some of us, we are quick to meditate on our failure. Meditate on disappointment. Meditate on things that are not working. Reverse it. Look for a promise and start meditating on it. When your mind is wandering away, bring it back. If you read this book by Brother Lawrence, he said when he's meditating on Jesus, his mind is wandering away, he will bring back his mind and keep meditating on Jesus. That is a good example. Take that scripture or that promise, keep rolling it over and over and over again. It's good for students. It's good for Papa. It's good for Mama. Good for every one of us. Though those New Age people, they stole this thing. It came from God, meditating on the word of God. We should meditate on the word of God, or else the word of God will not stay. Now, let's reason. Have you discovered when you watch a movie or you see something on the screen, a television, that thing will stick to you? But when it comes to the word of God, the enemy will put fight. He wouldn't want that thing to stick. Because he knows that when that thing will stay, you will use it to fight him. The enemy will always label. At times he will bring special fan or blow on you so that you will sleep while you are reading your Bible. So, what do we need to do? We need to strive, contend endlessly for the faith that once delivered unto the saints. Brethren, it's not only when we come to church, we pray in tongues. Pray in tongues while you are home, because there's something ahead of you that is great. God wants you to possess your possession and possess the enemy gates. Because things are happening in the nation today, not only here in America, in different parts of the world. But some of us, we are expecting rapture. Brethren, don't be deceived. There's going to be rapture. It's not for everybody. That would be a shocker to some of you. Go back to the word of God. Check the life of Enoch. Check the life of Elijah. Check the life of those who live their life for God. If your life is not in line with those who will qualify for rapture, stop wasting your time. Praise the Lord. Oh, you still like me? Hallelujah. So I was thinking about that. Because when people hear the message of rapture, they'll be excited and rejoicing. Do you know what happened in Russia? They were expecting rapture. No rapture. And many of them deny Jesus Christ. Please don't deny Jesus Christ for nothing. No matter the persecution that will come, stay hold to Jesus. Be courageous. Amen. Hallelujah. God sent someone from India to Nigeria to teach them to hold to Jesus, not to deny their faith because of what will be happening in Nigeria. But I have a word of encouragement for you. Something good is coming to Nigeria. Hallelujah. I was so disturbed by a prophecy one woman gave. Discovered that prophecy is from the water. The whole day I was so disturbed. And the Lord gave me a song. Be of good courage. God spake to unto Joshua. That's why I asked my wife to sing that song to us. Then he gave me another one. Great is thy faithfulness, Oh God, my Father. God is faithful. He's faithful to the end. He saves to the uttermost. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will not. You will not run the race halfway and God will abandon you. No. He will follow you to the end. Let me try and close now. Now, you know what happened to those Russian believers? I remember my pastor, I was working for Pastor Bob. He said, you American Christians, believe in rapture. See, we were believing that way in Russia. They came. And many denied Jesus Christ. Please, don't deny Jesus Christ. Because when you leave this body, you'll be present with Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of death. And preaching of the gospel, you die for the sake of the gospel. To die is gain. To live is Christ. Now, I heard a testimony from this Saudi. He said, some pastors were tried in Russia over and over again. They did not deny Jesus Christ. They took them to a cold water. When the captain or the gentleman who were testing them to make them to deny Jesus Christ, because he said there's vodka, there's cigarette. If you just say no to Jesus now, you take the bottle of vodka and cigarettes. Your persecution will be over. No. Don't say your bed right. Amen? Hallelujah. Do you know what happened? One, that man who is doing it, who is the military man, was watching the people who will go into the water and will see an angel will come with a crown. The moment they will just go inside, he will put that crown on them when they die. He was watching them. Then what happened? There was one pastor. He didn't know what that military man was watching. He just said, I will deny Jesus. And he took cigarette and vodka and started drinking. That same man who was military man took his position because he saw what was going on in this realm of the spirit. Please don't deny Jesus. Be courageous. Run the race to the end. Your crown is your crown. Let no man take your crown. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Your word is yourself. See, the word is spirit and it's life. Let our life, Lord, let it permeate to every aspect of our being. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, anyone in here that the enemy has been attacking, even in the sleep, in the Father, today, we bind the power of darkness. In the name of Jesus, we lose your hold. We say all your tactics to backfire in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father. Thank you for sustaining your people. Thank you for covering them with your glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.